You have reached your destination. You're at Pastor Hut, at an altitude of 2,146 meters. Here the views are truly spectacular. Taking in, to the west, the imposing north face of Cima Salamo and, to the east, the Tonal Pass with the jagged Castellaccio Lagoscuro Paya Pisgana Ridge. You can continue along the trenches across the plateau and look across at the Italian first defensive lines on the pass and the road which climbs up to Gavia Pass. It was on the sheer rock walls of the Castellaccio Lagoscuro Ridge that the first of the White War's army mountaineering operations took place, the Battle of 25 August 1915. The Italian abandonment of Paradiso Pass on the grounds that it was too difficult to hold enabled the Austrians to occupy it and dominate the whole of the surrounding area. To remedy this, the Italian army command decided to take the Castellaccio Lagoscuro Paya Pisgana Ridge. Certain phases of this battle were described in fine detail by Bergamo Lieutenant Gian Maria Bernaldi, who took part in the battle. At 8 o'clock in the evening we set off and #8230. The company wound along the footpath which emerges at Pra dell'Ortu and #8230. The realm of rugged and flaky granite began. We took a channel full of debris fallen from the peaks, landslide and avalanche deposits, where the mountains mounted their first defense and it all became vertical almost right away. 9 hours of cat-like climbing, slithering along rocks and boulders which cannot be seen clearly and you have to feel your way along on, holding your breath, avoiding all noise, holding back any coughing. Woe betide those who dislodge a stone which might echo through the peaceful starry night. You hold your breath as you climb, your hands grasping onto invisible handholds, guessing at crevices in the rock, grasping at invisible mini outcrops, flattening against the rock so that your clothes slow down any slippage. A tin cup fell out of a waste bag and rolled down the channel, clinking like a goat bell and echoing across the mountains which suddenly woke up. An immense cry, shots raining down from above, avalanches of stones crashed down on all sides and #8230, Alpini falling and disappearing, swallowed up by the precipice and #8230, the wounded cry out from the bottom of channels where the mess of rocks cut them up horrifically. An immense glare of light, like a fire engulfing us, and the whole ridge shone fantastically and spectrally in a sudden flare. From the Corno d'Aula fort a powerful searchlight illuminated the ridge and blinded the defenders, who were momentarily lost and shocked. That was enough, but who can say where and how we climbed up? Echoes of a fierce struggle reached us and a cry of victory melded with ours. Green flares rose up to report to the valley bottom command that the positions were ours and victory complete. It is precious testimony without which it would be impossible today to appreciate that the austere beauties of these mountains were once, during the Great War, a dramatic battlefield.